This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Schultze, we've got a champion. The team from Atlanta, led by Justin Thomas and Billy Horton. Don't look at me like that. You look like you don't care.
Breaking more news tonight.
Woo-hoo. Care more.
But what do they? What do they get? Like $1 million for this?
I don't know. Billy Horschel, Patrick Cantlay, Justin Thomas, champs, TGL champs.
Well, congrats, guys.
In dramatic fashion, sank a big 40-foot putt
next to a virtual screen. It was cool.
Oh dear. Hater.
Just couldn't get into it. I tried.
No, you didn't.
I did. Had it on.
Look. I'm not saying I like it, okay? I'm not saying that at all.
But you're not saying you...
No, there's no but. I'm just not saying I like it.
Okay. But you're not saying you don't like it.
I don't like it.
Okay.
I tried. I'm with you. I tried.
I mean, I did. I had it... I usually tape podcast episodes on Mondays and Wednesdays, so, like, and I prepare for those, like... in between on Tuesdays, and usually just sat down, had this on in the background, was like, this isn't really doing it for me.
No. Oh well. We move on. Black Dome. So I got two things for you. One is, real quick, I'll get to the restaurant deal in our next segment.
Cool.
But I saw the, did you see the video of Steph Curry making the shot from the other side of the court's tunnel? Did you catch that?
I don't think so.
Google it.
I will.
So Steph Curry, who is known for his in his warmups, getting all Harlem Globetrottery out there, hitting shots from different, you know, different.
Oh, okay. Yep. Nope. Now I know what we're talking
parts
about.
Parts of the court. Yeah. So he is picture. The tunnel on the other side of the court where the basket is that he is trying to score, okay? On the other side. So, in other words, he's behind the other basket.
As far away,
excuse me,
in the arena as you could be. Bless you.
Yeah, and still be in the arena technically.
Exactly. Like, you can see him. If you're sitting in the seats, you can see him in the arena just outside this tunnel.
So... he makes this shot. Okay, I'm gonna spoil it for you. He makes it.
Well, it wouldn't be on social media as if he didn't.
But, I mean, that's all luck, right? Like, I love Steph Curry. But that's total luck. I don't know how many feet that is. And I'm sure he's practiced it because he chucks it kind of sidearmed. I mean, he can't shoot it that far. He just underarm wings it as hard as he can to the other end of the court. I mean, come on, man.
Looks like he's just chucking
a
shot put.
He just chucks it. Like, yeah. It's not a shot. That's just luck. That's like the stupid... who are those dudes that do the trick shots?
Oh, I know you're talking.
The goofy dudes.
Like, the Harlem Globetrotters of YouTube, essentially, is what you're talking about.
Yeah, what's their names?
I don't remember.
They're
nor
all
do
rich
I care.
And famous now.
Exactly. Like, they're huge because kids love them. But yay.
Yeah, and they, like, drop basketballs down from, like, water towers into the hoop and
yeah,
stuff.
Like, off of Hoover Dam and all that kind of stuff.
Those bros. It's like that. Isn't it just luck? You just film it 800 times and maybe you get lucky once?
Well, I think that's kind of how that
and
works.
It hits social media? I mean, come on, man.
Well, you got to practice it, right? It takes...
Do you?
Takes hours, days, you know?
I don't think you... I think you. The only thing you practice is how to throw it at... How to get it there. Outside of that, come on. That's... Look at me poo-pooing Steph Curry.
I mean, I don't think you're poo-pooing him as a normal basketball player. You're just poo-pooing on
well,
him
and he's
his
like, oh, look at Steph Curry. Oh, my God. Look at this. Oh, my God. Oh, come on. Schulte could make that.
I mean, I could have a shot at it, that's for sure, if well, I'm heaving.
That's what I mean. It's just like yeah. There's no skill in what he did.
I mean, honestly, as far as guys in the NBA go that annoy me, yeah, Steph beat the Blazers a lot with the Warriors, but I don't see him, you know, doing a lot of stuff like outside of basketball. He got some stuff for sale. Like, he's not out there putting himself like on every TV show and making his own production company like LeBron. He likes to do these things instead. Like
controversy,
trick shots, fine. You know, like I'll live with this. But you're right.
Well, the people love it.
Well,
but this one, come on.
Do you think he has any better percentage of a chance to make that shot than say you or I?
That's what I'm saying. No, I don't think
See,
he does.
Not at all. Not even a little.
I don't
bit.
Think he does.
Okay.
From that distance, no. That is pure luck. It's number of attempts.
Yeah. That's probably
what it is.
But he's probably practicing now, that more than the rest of us.
They're saying that he missed it.
Mm-hmm.
It hit the net. It looks like it goes in, but it just hit the net. He didn't make that shot.
What?
We're all so stupid.
There you go.
It just graces the net a little bit on
yeah,
the wrong side.
He actually didn't make it.
We're all still like, yeah! It's like a baseball, like, getting on the other side of the wall and it being a ground rule double because, you know, like something stupid. Like it got caught in something.
Dude perfect.
It's not a home run. Oh, those are the trick guys?
Yeah, dude perfect, man.
What a name.
Those dudes.
What a name.
Hey, give them credit, but...
Oh, yeah, if you can... You can find a job, find a way to get paid having fun. Don't ever do anything else. Like,
did
yeah,
you see that documentary on them?
I did not.
There's
no.
a doc out on them. It's I wouldn't say it's good.
Okay.
But
I like docs, but
it's kind of interesting how they kind of capitalized on what they've done. I mean, give them credit, but man. They're pretty dorky.
Well, when you got a group of... It's easier when you're a group of a few guys than it is if you're like one or two. You know, you can kind of spread the responsibilities out a little bit. Then maybe one guy's smarter financially, one guy can edit video, you know?
This guy says, Steph Curry is an alien, and I feel like he warrants the belief that it's 51% skill and 49% luck.
That's fantastic.
All right, restaurants. This is also a sports tie-in. What restaurant would you put in your house? Now, it has to be a chain, okay? It can't be a standalone like Laurelhurst Market.
No, but like I could pick Ruth's Chris Steakhouse if I wanted to.
You could.
I could.
You could. I don't know why you would, but you could. So we'll get to that next on The Fan.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the winning team from TGL currently being interviewed up on a big stage like they do at the Super Bowl.
Oh my God!
Really? Yeah,
yay!
And they're wearing a chain that says "Dirty Birdie."
Okay, let's stop.
Yeah,
it's not good.
You look terrible.
And we got Arthur Blank up there, owner of the Falcons.
Scott Van Pelt leading the way. Like, this is weird. And the stage is like mostly empty too, because usually the Super Bowl one is at least like packed with players to the edges. Not this one.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right. So, chain restaurant in your house, which one do you choose? Now, I thought of this question because, well, you have the Davante Adams ads with the Taco Bell. But did you see what happened with Bobby Witt?
I mean, after he avoided an injury scare, I did not.
Okay. So, Bobby Witt is a superstar shortstop for my Kansas City Royals.
I'm jealous. He's a very good player.
We finally got one right, Schultzy.
Gave him the money, too. Good job.
Yeah, they had to.
They whiffed
on so many of them. They had to finally give the one that was good.
Like Mike Sweeney, like your highest contract until that point.
I don't know.
It was that or like...
Yeah, that was a pretty big contract.
Who was your left fielder?
When?
Fan favorite when you won the World Series?
Alex Gordon?
Yeah, I feel like he got a bunch of money, too.
Yeah, he was overrated, but he helped us win a title, so...
He did.
Listen, the reason I'm bringing this up, Bobby Witt got married, I think it was this past offseason, and apparently he has a deal with Whataburger.
Oh, no way.
And so, at his wedding, and he said that Whataburger is the one that reached out to him about this... And I don't know how his bride signed off on this, but she did.
Because it was paid for, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it was no skin. Yeah, but still, I don't think they need to worry about money. The guy just signed a $500 million contract or whatever.
Maybe he's got a cheap wife. I don't know.
And she's now getting a part of that, or a piece of that. But women, you know, don't mess with women on their wedding day. Like, you can't just go all willy-nilly and say, hey, here's what I'm going to do for you, and they're okay with it. You know, you got to run it by the boss, you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure, like, burgers on a wedding day would be something many women would agree to.
And that's
willingly.
What I mean.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what happened was, Whataburger came to Bobby Witt and Mrs. Witt, or the soon-to-be Mrs. Witt, and said, hey, we're going to make the Whataburger, and we are going to put a restaurant, we're going to build a restaurant at your wedding. And they did. So they got married, and there's video of it. You can see them building the restaurant out. They had five different menu items. They had seating for people, all the drunks, and it was a big hit, and they called it the Whataburger.
Okay, that's really freaking cool. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, and they put a new they had the employees over there and everything. They put it in for his wedding. And that's what led me, which is pretty rad, by the way. That's what led me to this question. Any chain restaurant can't be a standalone. Not necessarily at your wedding. Although, we could do the wedding one, too. What restaurant would you want at your wedding?
Mm-hmm.
And what restaurant would you want at your house? Now, I am going down the road of a good breakfast diner for the house.
I like that.
Yeah, because I love a good breakfast. I crave that more than anything. Now, I'm guessing that if you had this in your house, you wouldn't eat there every day. Because if you did, depending on which restaurant you chose, you'd weigh 8,000 pounds.
I mean, that's fair. So tempting, though. It's right there.
I know. So you probably would eat there a lot. So you got to be careful. Like, with a big steakhouse, like, I mean, are you really doing that every night? You really doing that every night?
I don't know. I mean, that's... You could get like a you know, petite sirloin one night and get the tomahawk the next night. You don't have to go with the same thing every damn time.
Yeah.
So what
are you choosing?
I mean, if you're asking me like what would I want access to all the time, like an In-N-Out burger would be amazing. I
love
me some
In-N-Out.
good In-N-Out with a good
maybe
milkshake.
Maybe a little steak, what do they call it? Shake Shack.
Oh, see, yep, I think you actually just
Shake
nailed
Shack
it.
In
I
the
think
house?
Shake Shack. I think my wife and I would both kill to have a Shake Shack in our house.
What would you put at the at your wedding?
A pizza place, probably.
Pizza, or like I could see a taco truck of some sort.
I feel like pizza's a tiny bit classier, though. Like, you can get away with doing pizza at a wedding.
Is it?
There was a beautiful vineyard, I think it's just north of McMinnville, that my buddy got married, actually one of my best men got married at. And their really, really nice dinner was, you know, artisan pizza cooked on the wood stove, or the brick stove, excuse me, and like white and red wine. So it was very classy. Not like Domino's. I'm not saying like, you know, like, oh, go try your new stuffed crust pizza at Domino's.
Is Domino's still better than it was?
Probably
I haven't
not.
I've had Domino's in years.
But they just added stuffed crust pizza, so people ran to them.
Do you
them,
like
I'm
stuffed
sure.
crust?
I actually, yes, that's one of my favorite foods. If you ask me, Jordan, what's in your last meal, a slice of stuffed crust pizza would probably be in there.
You're a simple man.
Yeah, give me. I need a lobster roll too, but I appreciate it.
Why?
Give me some surf and turf along with my stuffed crust pizza.
Text on this. I'm taking a McMinimins for the constant access to overpriced burgers, nostalgia, and above average beer.
I like that text. That's
a McMinimins in your house? How about? Oh, and then he said maybe they can spruce my place up a bit too.
Hey,
with their decor.
I mean, I like their Cajun tots. Love McMinimins Cajun tots.
Yeah, McMinimins is all right. That would not. I tell you what. Of all the chains to have at your house, that's not a bad one. It's not someplace I want to eat all the time, but McMinimins hits a spot on certain occasions, you know, at certain times. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. No, I think it's, I mean, it's not usually well lit, it's which I like. I kind of like the dark basement feel. So
we've got, let's see here, Safeway, supermarket, deli, a little bit of everything. That's an interesting one.
Actually, no. Back in the day, I don't know if they still make good sandwiches, but the sandwiches at the Safeway Deli were clutch.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I'm talking like when I was like 16, 17 years old, so this was 20 years ago, but I did used to frequent the Safeway Deli for a sandwich. Love me a good sandwich.
I tell you, I'm a little bougier, and plus it's down the street from my house. The Zupans.
Oh, I love Zupans. Dude, I just don't have one close to me.
They're what do you call it? Like the hot case?
Oh, yeah, the hot eats, yeah.
Dude.
It kills New Seasons, because New Seasons has a good one, but...
It's not the hot... I don't know what these are called. So you got the hot foods, and you've also got, like, the salads and the salmon. Like,
it's just the deli.
The deli.
Just the deli.
Give me the Zupan's deli.
Yeah.
Dude, they got good stuff in there.
Damn right they do. Oh, my God. I think I picked up, the last time I went to Zupan's, which was a few months ago, it was like a... A cheese and pepperoni, like, pocket, but it was almost like a piece of pie just layered over itself over and over again. Mm. It was amazing. Like, Zupan's has the best stuff.
Is it like a calzone?
Yes, but fancier. Like, it was... I can't describe
Tell
it.
Other, what,
like, it was good.
Zoops knows what it's doing.
They do.
Over there. Then you have... somebody said Thirsty Lion. Shout out to Mike Lynch and his favorite spot.
Oh, hell yeah.
Thirsty Lion's good.
I have a Thirsty Lion near Washington Square. It's the closest one to me. I like to go there.
A little something for everyone. Yeah. We used to eat that Washington Square one all the time.
They had a good happy hour. I just haven't been in a while to happy hour there, but they used to have a good one.
Here's one that says, don't know a chain, but give me a sushi conveyor belt. Track around the whole house. How about that?
There's actually a really cool one in Beaverton that opened up recently. They have a robot bringing you drinks. It's pretty fun.
Really?
Yeah, it rolls out. It's like, here you go.
Those sushi conveyor belts are dangerous.
Yeah, this one has some high-quality food. But, yeah, if you go to the wrong one, you're not wrong. You could end up taking the wrong kind of gamble there.
Another text says, I take Gordon Ramsay, any restaurant chain he owns, with the reservation that when the doorbell rings, I can check my Ring doorbell and tell Ramsay either let him in and feed him or tear him a new one.
I like that. I love watching Gordon Ramsay flip out on people. I'll go watch old Kitchen Nightmares episodes every once in a while just to see that.
Ooh, what about Din Tai Fung?
Ooh.
How about that?
Yeah. Multiple options. Yeah, I could deal with that.
A lot of people mentioning Steakhouse.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking of Ruth's Chris. And they got
it would be good for your decor in your house.
It's true. They got great salads. I mean, at a steakhouse, any kind
it's
of steakhouse,
true.
Really. Like, they got great dressings. They got really good vegetables.
Do I get access to that wine list? Because that's a big
That's a big thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I would
but
say.
But I have to pay for it.
Well, because you, well,
see, so yeah, I'm gonna go broke.
That's the deal. So you gotta pay for everything in your house. This restaurant in your house isn't just giving stuff to you for free.
Yeah, you've still gotta pay for it.
All right.
That's why I'm going like I'm going simple on you, dude. I'm going like Elmer's or something.
Oh, I love Elmer's.
Like an old Village Inn.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm doing that.
Elmer's Perkins is better than the old Village Inn.
Let's go.
Are you a Diner Coffee guy? I love Diner Coffee.
Yeah.
My wife and I just went to Biscuits for brunch on Sunday, and Diner Coffee. I could pour that down my gullet.
Dusty would have a Victor Rico's in his house.
Yes, he would. Absolutely.
Yeah.
They got good breakfast burritos there.
Do they?
They do.
I still haven't been to Victor Rico's.
That's a good 24/7 place. You could get your quesadilla. Oh. You could get your regular burrito. You can get your, you know, your breakfast burrito.
Get all housed.
Absolutely. Come home at 2 a.m. It's right here. Give me 5 crispy tacos, please.
Yeah. You wake up to the smell of diner coffee and sizzling bacon. Come on, dude.
Oh, yeah. No, I could live that life.
I'm on my own for dinner, but...
Although I'd probably be so fat. Seriously, if it's diner-style food, because they usually use a lot of butter to cook it with, it's not very healthy.
No, that's true. You got to be careful.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, the steakhouse, they got great veggies. They got good salads. I could maybe, you know, do a different spin on something the next night and not eat as unhealthy.
What's the name of that... Gosh, it's on the tip of my tongue. Something tomato. Sweet Tomatoes? You remember Sweet Tomatoes?
I do remember Sweet Tomatoes. A little buffet style, but it was a fancier buffet.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad in your house.
God, that's a throwback, Rob. I haven't eaten there since high school. I mean, I think they're gone. I think they died off, but...
Yeah, I think they are gone.
When they were there, yeah.
Well, because you could eat a little healthier in there if you wanted.
Exactly.
A lot of different options.
That's true.
Not that expensive.
Actually, you know, highly underrated, I would... probably take this in my house if they still had them. Any kind of pizza buffet. So like not like just the pizza, but like a salad bar. And there is like an old, I don't know if you remember when the Pizza Huts used to do like a salad bar and pizza buffet for lunch.
Do I ever?
Oh my God. Like that, we have lost some good things along the way here in America. And that was one of them.
That's a top 5 RIP.
Right?
I mean, I think they might still be around, but I haven't seen one in a long time.
They are few. Okay, I mean, as far as any salad bars at a pizza place, I know there's a place in Lincoln City that still has one, the Gallucci's out there. but then, like, all the Round Tables, which I think were the local places that had salad bars, I think after COVID, they closed them all up.
I'm telling you, and this may be the Kansas coming out of me, but that freaking Pizza Hut buffet, dude... change your life.
Oh, I agree. No, hands down, Rob.
It was so good.
And on the YouTube, I know you're not from here, Rob, but did you ever eat at Izzy's after you moved out here from Salina?
Never been to Izzy's.
So Izzy's was the best pizza, chicken, and I'm talking like you could get like any kind of cut of chicken there. We're talking fried chicken. They had chicken breast sandwiches for you, like any, like grilled.
I thought Izzy's was pizza.
They've got pizza, but they've got everything. They had JoJo's, they had salad, and pizza. Pizza was just one of many things.
They had a buffet, yeah.
Oh, it was so good. And cinnamon rolls. Ice cream, too, for dessert out of the soft serve dispenser. I miss them.
A couple people saying Godfather still has the buffet, and that's okay.
Okay.
I've been to a Godfather's buffet, but I'm telling you, it could not hold a candle to the old pizza slut. Man, that was so good.
Yeah, there was one pretty close to my house in
Pizza
high school.
Hut, I don't know who... It's like a casino, right? When you, in casinos, like, they don't give you clocks. They make it hard for you to find the bathrooms. Like, like everything is by design.
Yeah.
Pizza Hut was that way, with the red cups and the table.
Yeah, the wood, the dark wood.
Yes,
yeah.
in the white and red checkered tablecloths
their logo, yeah.
And their food... The Pac-Man in the corner and the little mints. Like, dude, it was just... I don't know why I have bone.
We don't go out... we don't go out to eat enough anymore. We all stay at home and, you know, get everything delivered to us now, so... And buffets.
I'm always out. I love to eat out.
I love to eat out, too.
It's one of my favorite things.
I'm not talking about, like, you or I guess I'm just talking about in general. No, my wife and I love to go out as
well. Yeah, you're talking about the plebs.
Yeah. Anybody that doesn't want to leave since the pandemic. There's a lot of those.
A lot of shut-ins now.
Yeah, a lot more than there were before. They rely on all those delivery services and virtual meetings. And
I don't know, some of the fun of dining is being out. The server, the camaraderie, you know, the conversation.
Exactly. Being amongst the people.
The wine. I'm notorious for just hanging out at a table, and I know that pisses restaurants off, but I'll try to take care of them as best I can.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just I don't want to be rushed. I like to sip a drink.
You'd be a fun customer, though.
Have a conversation. Yeah. I'd like to think I would be.
No, see, like, there are people that if you took up a table, I'm sure it's fine. Like, there are a-holes that take up tables, and you're just like, all right, get the
and
F
then
out
they
of
just
the
sit there.
Yeah, and they don't try to take care of the
and
servers.
They don't keep ordering things. And
yeah,
they don't tip,
and they're not even in a good mood. It's like, well, then why are you effing
here, just
bro?
Leave.
Yeah, get the hell out.
No, that's fair, but I like to be. That's why I like to eat late, so we can just close her down. They don't need to turn the table over, and so we can just hang out.
Yeah,
order a couple extra desserts. Maybe some dessert wine, maybe some grappa, huh? What do you call it? Port.
Oh,
I order port from time to time.
A little port, okay. So you're a port guy.
I like to indulge.
I know, I can tell. So do I. I just don't go port.
What do you have what's your go-to after dessert drink?
The sweetest bourbon that they've got.
Yeah. Go bourbon, huh?
Yeah, and it's just, it's not like, I don't want the bite on it because it's dessert, so I would like to add a little bit of sweetness, so.
Okay.
Although one time, a restaurant kind of swindled my wife and I, brought out the bar cart, and we ended up paying $50 for a shot when we didn't really know what we were buying, so.
You got swindled.
Yeah, we did. We were young. We were stupid. We didn't understand what we were doing. Man, the waitress really loved that.
Did you tip her?
Yeah, we had to. Are you kidding me? I'm not gonna be
that
the one to go up.
7 and 9 bull.
Can't go up to the like whoever the hell's running the place that night and be like, yeah, like it just looks bad.
All right, guys. Good topic. I don't know what I'm gonna do next. Tune in to find out. Here's Schultzy. I don't know, I'm out of gas, Schultzy. I brought it hard today.
I got 2 more hours after you, buddy. So
why?
Hot corner tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's why Joe Fisher's laying out there all lazy-like.
Then I got to drive up to Seattle.
Why?
Going to opening day on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wifey's going up there for work, so we took advantage of that and just staying an extra day.
Where are you guys staying?
The one right next to Lumen Field.
Okay.
Yeah,
I stayed there once.
It's
actually nice.
Yeah, I love the Silver Cloud right next to T-Mobile.
Maybe that's where I stayed.
That's the one that I prefer. It's got the pool on the top.
Yeah, on the top.
Yeah, that is
the
best hotel. I wanted to stay there, but we used points to get this because we were just trying to cut down on the cost. But and the one next to Lumen Field, our points were working there.
We had a wild night at that Silver Cloud one night.
It is so fun. You can see the stadium from your windows. You literally wake up looking at T-Mobile Park. I mean, for me as a Mariners fan, it's like, okay, am I dreaming? Nope, this is real life. Pinch me. It's amazing.
I can't really talk about it. There's some good stories that came out of that night, but I can't really talk about it.
Well, maybe I'd love to hear them off air.
We did run into Sonny Gray at the bar, though.
Did you really?
Yeah, do you remember him? He used to pitch for the A's.
That would be the bar that you run into him at. Got some nice rooms there, so I'm sure either...
He wasn't at the hotel bar, but we went out.
Oh, okay.
From that hotel. That night we went out, and we had a wild night.
Hell yeah.
At any rate, somebody said, hey, Rob, you'd fit in perfectly in Italy. Dinner or lunch is at least an hour and a half. No, that's true. When we went to Italy, it is wild. They don't... Time is really not... It's just more of an abstract concept. They don't...
It's
really?
A recommendation.
Yeah. Dude, I swear to God, this happened. We were sitting there eating, and even as, like, I love to lounge around and just, I mean, drink more wine and chat, so I have no problem with it. But even we were getting tired. I'm like, okay, where's our server? The dude was outside smoking.
Oh,
like,
wow.
He'll just leave. They'll just leave and go have a cigarette. Hell, half the time they go to another bar and have a drink and come back and serve you your meal, like, right in between while you're at their table. Like, they don't, it's very different over there.
I mean, I've heard of the long lunches there. Actually, fascinating story about UPS. Back in the 70s, when they bought into whatever the, you know, big shipping company was in Italy, they were kind of hit in the face with what you're just talking about. America, obviously, so go, 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 eat through your lunch, rush, work really hard. They literally got so much pushback from the Italians that they almost had to back out of the deal. They were like, well, we need you to work. And they're just like,
no, this is not our culture. So pretty funny to hear an American company trying to figure all that out. And eventually, at least in Italy, UPS had to kind of bend over and say, okay, we're gonna do things your way.
Yeah, we met a guy in Siena who's an American guy from New York who owned a little cafe there.
Yeah.
And we got to talking to him, and he was like, dude, you know, it's just different. These people, they do not care to work. They live very simply, you know, don't need to make a lot of money, don't need a bunch of tips. But the flip side of that is, you want service, you ain't getting it. It ain't great.
Yeah.
It's on their time.
I'm not sure I'd be all right with that. It's like, all right, I need another beer 12 minutes ago.
Yeah, no, they don't care, dude. He's like, I'll be back.
Eventually.
Yeah. I got to have a drink.
Yeah, I'm pretty chill, but like I do.
That's my Italian.
When I, good job.
I speak Italian.
That sounded really good. No, I'm pretty chill, but when I'm out, like I do want, you know, if my beer's getting down there, like give me another one. I want to keep drinking.
Yeah, so you're going to have a problem over there.
Eventually, I think I would get really annoyed.
Just settle in and go the ways of the, like when in Rome, you know, they say, just do that, Schultzy, because.
Will do.
You might be waiting a while.
Just get used to it. Pull out a cigarette or something.
Yeah, that's right. Hell, you could probably run back to your hotel, maybe go shopping, then come back, and they're like, hey!
You want another one?
Yeah, you want another one?
Like,
oh, never thought you'd never ask.
Stopped at a bar on the way here, but sure.
Yeah, we got two from the bar next door
in
between your visits to our table.
Waiting for your slow ass.
Yeah. All right, guys, let's wrap it up next, okay? This is The Fan. All right, we got to turn it over to Hot Corner coming up next. We've got Schultzy, more Schultzy, because that's what the people want.
Appreciate you.
You got a lot of haters out there, Schultzy.
Oh, I know. I'm sure I do.
Screw them.
Like two, maybe three.
Yeah, you're going to get more Schultzy.
Probably.
You know what? Schultzy may just take over the station and do overnights tonight.
No, I got to drive up to Seattle, but that'd be cool.
Talking sports.
Well, oh, that's right. Talk sports for hours. That's the dream, baby.
What was I going to ask you? Oh. Who's in tomorrow? Ortner?
Yeah, he got Ortner tomorrow. He's got a long day. He's doing, he's in for Dusty, and then he is in for Buck tomorrow.
Yeah. Everybody's gone, man.
I know. Yeah, I would have filled in if I were here. I just planned this trip a couple weeks ago, unfortunately.
Now you're gone?
Yeah. But I'll be back Friday.
Oh, you're in here Friday?
I am. Right before, and then I turn around next Wednesday.
Hoy. Man, what a life.
I mean, that part of it's good.
What a life for you. I'm watching the NIT, man. I can't take my eyes off of it.
Oh, you watching the North Texas-Oklahoma State matchup?
Yeah. And let me tell you, this game sucks. But they are playing their asses off.
Yeah, some Big 12 action right here.
Well, not really. Hard. Well, I guess Oklahoma State is.
Yeah, that's all. Just one of them. But
North Texas is winning. They're pretty good.
Oh, Oklahoma State stealing the ball, though. Yeah, it is. Oh, wow, made a layup. There we go.
You want to do live NIT play-by-play for the people?
I'm sure they're desperately calling for it.
Tell you what, they want two things tonight. They want live NIT play-by-play, and they want more Schultzy. That's what the fan needs tonight.
Yeah.
And that's what it's going to get.
I'm going to guess no to both of those.
But, it's halftime.
But thank you.
So I can't give it to you. I don't have anything else. I'm going to bring it even harder tomorrow.
I thought you said you had a question about dogs, but maybe we'll... Maybe we can
save
that for tomorrow.
Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome. Oh,
we can talk more about it tomorrow, but...
Yeah.
So I was walking... How much time do we have?
I mean, we're probably up against it soon, but it's not a hard out because it's the hot corner. So.
This won't take long. So I was driving home from work the other day in my car, and Nurse Nice takes Molly Tenji's for a walk before it gets dark. Because because if it's dark, I have to take the dog.
Yeah.
Because she's terrified of the perps.
Understandable.
So, yeah. So, me being the man, I walk the dog at night. But now that it's, you know, we've changed saving time and all that crap.
Nights later.
Yeah. So as I'm coming home the other day, I'm driving down, Spring Garden towards the house. And there's Nurse Nice and Molly. And I see them. They're way up there. But I see him, I'm like, oh, this will be fun. I'll go and scare him, like drive up behind him and honk or something. Freaking Molly turned around and she knew it was me. She knew my car.
How smart is she?
Well, she's very smart.
I mean, come on.
She's
that's
the smartest
awesome.
Dog we've ever had. But then I went and looked it up. So have you ever experienced this where the dog knows your car? Like,
I mean,
I was floored. I was like, what the hell? And I'm like, there's cars driving before me way ahead. Like, it's not like I'm the only one there and I'm yelling at her. She can't see me. All she sees is the car is the car amongst other cars.
Yeah.
And she's like, aha, I see you, bitch.
She sees you pull in every day. She's waiting for you.
Well, that's what it is. I went and looked it up, and they said that dogs do recognize and learn your car's sound and smell. Did you know that about dogs?
I did not know that about dogs, but, like, our cats at home recognize when we pull up, they see the car that we're in. And we've even changed cars, but I think maybe they just know that that's the spot where we're going to be. And so...
Well, there's that. But yeah. This, I'm telling you, I was on a street amongst other cars. I was not pulling into the driveway.